The Big Ten held its media days last week. 14 coaches told a few hundred reporters that their team chemistry has never been better. Their senior leadership is outstanding, and they can't wait to get back on the field. But one man stole the show. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon with the highlights. Michigan's new football coach, Jim Harbaugh, charmed the reporters with stories about everything from his daily commute to the office to his lifelong respect for Woody Hayes. Yes, Ohio State's Woody Hayes, Michigan's sworn enemy. When Harbaugh left the podium for the next coach, some guy named Kyle Flood of Rutgers, whom you've never heard of and probably won't again, half the assembled media got up and left the room to follow Harbaugh into the hallway to ask him still more questions. Harbaugh happily obliged. Michigan State head coach Mark D'Antonio had to field plenty of questions too, but his were about Michigan and Jim Harbaugh. He's still getting questions about Harbaugh this week. What's a fella have to do to get out of the shadow of a man who just arrived and has not even coached a Big Ten game yet? D'Antonio is the coach, after all, whose teams have won 10 games in 4 out of the last 5 seasons, 3 division titles, 1 Big Ten title, and 2 BCS bowl games. Only one team in college football has been ranked in the top 5 the last 2 years. You could win a lot of bar bets if you knew the answer was not Alabama, Florida State, or Ohio State, but Michigan State. Yet Rolling Stone just came out with a story stating that Ohio State's Urban Meyer and Jim Harbaugh are the two top coaches in the Big Ten, and one of them, you might have heard, has not yet coached a game in the Big Ten. On ESPN this week, one of the interviewers kept calling Mark D'Antonio Mike D'Antonio. I learned by coaching high school hockey that nothing motivates like disrespect. If that's true, then nobody should be more motivated this year than Mark D'Antonio and his Spartans. Harbaugh is getting more attention than even Urban Meyer, who won 2 national titles at Florida before taking over Ohio State in 2012. His first year there, he took a 6-7 team that was on probation and ran the table with a perfect 12-0 record. The next year, the Buckeyes were also 12-0 until Michigan State upset them in the Big Ten title game. Last year, after losing starting quarterback Braxton Miller to an injury in the offseason, the Buckeyes stumbled in their second game against Virginia Tech, then rattled off 10 straight victories to claim another division title. Problem is, that 11th victory cost them another quarterback, JT Miller. So, what'd they do? Urban Meyer rode his third-string quarterback, Cardell Jones, to a stunning 59-0 whitewash of Wisconsin in the Big Ten title game to sneak into the sport's first 4-team playoff. Then the heavy underdogs pulled off victories over Alabama and Oregon in one of the greatest coaching jobs I have ever seen. So, what's Urban Meyer's reward for all this? More questions about Jim Harbaugh, who, as I might have mentioned, has yet to win a Big Ten game. When D'Antonio and Meyer get asked questions about the new guy, you can almost hear them gnashing their teeth. It might drive them crazy, but they're both smart enough to use it for fuel. They also know that Harbaugh's return brings more positive attention to the Big Ten, and that is ultimately good for everybody. For the first time in more than a decade, the Big Ten is the conference everybody is talking about. Viewers might even stick around long enough to see who wins the actual football games.